The Circle of Knowledge podcast is brought to you by Amplified Minds, helping entrepreneurs and professionals achieve their goals and aspirations by sharing a wealth of knowledge to you, our community of achievers. This podcast features best-selling industry resources, interviews, and the professional panel discussion by the core team at Amplified Minds. Now, here are their discussions. Hey, welcome back to the Circle of Knowledge podcast. This is your host from Amplified Minds, John Kovach Jr. And today, rejoining us on the show is my friend, Jennifer Garrett. And Jennifer, we've had on the show prior, and we had some really great conversations. Jennifer is a published author on the book Move the Ball, and she has some incredible value add and opportunity shares to give with you, our listeners, some upcoming events and opportunities to give to you as a way for you to progress, to move the ball in your life. And I'm super excited to welcome Jen back to the show. Jen, how are you today?
Hi, John. I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me on the show again.
It's our pleasure. Honestly, we love our conversations and we love the value that you've added to our audience. And as a true friend, I am grateful for your outreach and some of the incredible stuff that you're working on. I know that you and I have had the ability to connect and talk a lot about the entrepreneurial mindset. And I'm super pumped to just share with our audience some of the projects that you're working on and some of the things that are coming out soon. And I wanted to kind of pass the ball over to you, if you catch my drift here. And let's talk a little bit about what you've got coming up and what you're hopefully trying to offer to some of the people within our audience and as well as our networks.
Okay, great. And first of all, I love the sports analogy and the reference. So thank you for passing the ball over to me. So one thing that I'm very, very excited about launching here in September is a program. It's a membership program called Inside the Huddle. And what this is it is a program where I'm going to teach and train at the beginning of each month on a topic that's going to help you really optimize your potential, figure out how you can overcome obstacles, and really just move that ball forward in whatever goal it is that you have, no matter what your business, what industry you're in. By being in the program, you're going to just see how quickly you can run with ideas, implement them, and really see progress and change in your life.
That's amazing. And what an incredible value add. I think this is going to be a really, really not only professional group to help you get involved with so that you can progress your goals and move forward in your life in a very great way, but I think this is going to be an awesome social group in that you'll be able to collaborate with other people. You'll be able to ask questions. I think that's a really, really great platform for members of this audience so that they can, you know that there are support groups of sorts to go to and work with. What are some of the goals that you anticipate some of these people to be setting?
You know, it's really catered to all types of people. So whether you are an entrepreneur and looking to grow your business, or you're in the corporate world, I mean, I really want people to get a clarity around what's important to them, right? I mean, it's not a let me just set goals for set the goal, but sake. It's really what's important to me, what aligns with my core being, my core values, my passions, and then let me help you figure out a game plan to really get you there. And it's not just me, because like you mentioned, it is really a community. And the motto for Inside the Huddle is we are stronger together. And so it really is people coming together to share lessons learned, share ideas, hold people accountable, champion one another. And so it's going to be a great community. And so I'm looking forward to kicking it off in September.
You know, one of my favorite things about even, and I know this is a really great training group to get them off and running. One of my favorite concepts of even just the mastermind background is that it allows people to get together to share ideas with one another. And I think that, you know, Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, said it best when he says, when you have multiple people in a room talking about the things that they're working towards, or their challenges and their goals, and then as a group, they brainstorm or put this word into verb, mastermind their possible solutions, they basically create a stronger team, and it allows people to push together and to focus on creating solutions in their life that they couldn't have or they didn't know they had access to prior. And I love that. I love that example, because this is exactly what you're doing, kind of like a mastermind format, but you're giving people the proper training. And then didn't you mention earlier too that you were going to provide worksheets that help them apply the work that they're setting and learning in this training?
Yes, and that's a very important component of the program, because I feel we can always digest information, consume it through podcasts or, you know, reading books or whatever medium. But then what happens oftentimes is we get busy and maybe we'll do something for a few days or a week or two, and then we go back to our old ways. So the worksheets are really going to be helpful with the longer term application of the material that you're learning. So it's not just here's the info. You know, you go month to month learning new things, but you're not really figuring out how it can apply to your specific situation.
I love that. I think that's incredible. And I love your theme of, you know, we are stronger together, because that is just an incredible way for you to know that you're not alone. You know, we have people there to help you, as well as watch you build as you build others. And I think that's an incredible opportunity. There's nothing better about working as a team. And I love the sports responses. And I didn't give you enough credit, Jen, to our listeners, those who haven't heard our first episode with Jen on the show, but she's an experienced entrepreneur. She's an experienced professional in the world and has a passion behind the game of football and teaches you how you can progress your life and progress your goals through references of the trainings that a lot of athletes go through. And Jen, you've worked with a lot of athletes before and just people within that space. But I think this is just an incredible representation of what you've had to offer through your book, Move the Ball, and some of the other things coming about, because there are some really great opportunities for people to learn in that type of style and in that mindset that they can use the team aspect, the format of a sports and a competitive environment where they're going to be given the atmosphere and the opportunity to grow and progress their goals. And I just think that what you are delivering here to everybody is an awesome opportunity for anyone trying to, let's just say, move the ball forward in their life and move anything forward in their life, whether that's progress that you've been sitting on for months, whether that is something that you have been neglecting, or something that you just had an idea of and you need absolutely relentless firepower to move ahead and just achieve it as fast as you possibly can. I think this is a fit for all of them. And would you say that this is also a fit for those people who are sitting on the edge between ideas?
I think so, because it's nice to have other people that are A, sharing the perspectives, but also B, questioning and challenging you, right? And like your thinking. And if you've got some ideas, sometimes you're like afraid to share those ideas with people, your normal friends, because you're afraid they're gonna make fun of you, tell you can't do something. So it gives you another community where everyone is focused on the same thing, which is really achieving higher levels of success and doing great things. So by nature, they're not the naysayers, right? They're the ones that are going to champion you. And another thing, they're gonna bring that positive energy and excite you. And I just gotta share a quick story. Yesterday, I was meeting with a friend of mine who played in the NFL in the early 2000s. I hadn't seen him in about 6 months. He's been doing some football coaching and playing in Europe. And so I was excited to meet him for coffee. And I was texting him in the morning. I said, I am so looking forward to your energy, because I had been traveling, been tired, and it was nice to just have other people's energy that you feed off of. And this community is gonna do that as well, is just give you that added, you know, excitement and fire you up to keep on going.
Wow, I am so glad you shared that, because energy is everything, right? Energy is how you show up. Energy is how you conduct your daily work, your goals. It is everything in you. And sometimes when we hit that roadblock, or when we're stuck, or when we are just deprived of energy because we are at the last of our wheels, it is the influence of other people who can add that value to us through the energy they bring. And who better to bring it than those who are playing in some of the highest energy level atmospheres in the entire world. And that's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you for letting me. Yeah, I mean, the energy of others will affect you in a positive or a negative way. So it's really up to you to think about, who am I surrounding myself with, right? Are they people that are taking energy away from me because they're the negative Nancy's and just the complainers, the victims of the world? Or are you going to surround yourself with people that are really going to uplift you, encourage you, support you, and give you that energy to keep going?
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Energy is everything. I think that's fantastic. And man, there is so much that we could cover in this topic, because literally the way you show up is the way you perform. And if you can provide external energy to other people, this training group is probably going to be an incredible opportunity for you listeners. Because not only will you be able to add value, but you'll be able to be the recipient of that value from other people, as well as the training on itself. The educational platform, the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to gain clarity, as Jennifer said, figure out what's important and what aligns with your core values. I think that there are some incredible offers here. And what would be the best way for them to find out about this? I know that they can follow you on LinkedIn, they can follow you on various channels, but when launch comes, when will they know and how will they know?
Yeah, so if you go to my website, www.jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, A, Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T.com, there is a courses tab and you'll have more information there, and then you can go on and sign up. And I hope some people have found our conversation so far inspiring and they'll be interested in joining, because I'm super, super excited about launching this.
Well, we're super, super excited for you to launch it. Can it be tomorrow, please? Please, pretty please? Like, let's stop waiting, you know? Oh, man, this is awesome. Well, Jennifer, I know that you had also mentioned there's a few other things. You mentioned the course tab in your website. Do you have a few other things coming out soon? I know you wanted to mention some training to help people within our networks with their professionalism, whether that be online or in person. Do you have another course coming up of sorts?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So you and I, John, we met through LinkedIn, which is a great platform. And for those that who are not on it yet or not active on it, I would highly encourage you, no matter what your goals are, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're just looking to advance your career or grow your network, or just even establish yourself as an expert, right? And get people reading about your content and the value you have to bring. LinkedIn is a wonderful platform. There's like over 600 million people on it. So it's a great place to connect. So what I did, because a number of people would reach out to me all the time asking, you know, how do you, get active? How do you get to do all these cool things that you're doing? A lot of it came from LinkedIn. And so this course I created really walks you step by step, creating that profile. What should you put in the various sections? For example, your photo. There are certain photos you should use and shouldn't use, as you know, John, right? So, I mean, just tips on every section. How do you maximize the effectiveness of your summary section of it, for example, or the headline? So I go through all of that, and then also some suggestions on how to grow your network and connect and get active on the platform. So that course is already out and it is available. If you, again, go to that courses tab, you can click a link to access it as well.
What makes LinkedIn for me so incredible is that I get to meet wonderful people like Jennifer all day, every day. I get to connect with them. And then, we build strategic alliances and relationships as we connect with people. It's not just to connect to sell somebody. It's not a platform to get in somebody's inbox so that you can spam them or whatever. But this is an incredible platform for people to leverage themselves. And as you said, Jennifer, in your own words, to become become more of a professional, and to leverage the abilities and the algorithms based through LinkedIn so that you can grow your network and influence. And I think that's one of the most incredible platforms. I personally got to meet Jennifer through LinkedIn. We both were commenting and posting all over, and she was within my network, and I just found what she was doing was amazing. Reached out to her, and bada bing, bada boom, we're on a podcast together and talking about her book and some really cool things going, and talking about how on finding opportunities to get each other on stage in the future. And there you go, the rest is history. But man, I love this platform, and I love that you have a mini course to offer to these people as well, because a lot of people do go into LinkedIn thinking that it's just another social media platform, and that, if I just fill in the basics, that I'll be just fine. But the truth is you need to have a little bit more strategy and a little bit more tact behind what you're doing so that you can build valuable relationships and add value to your network around you. And I love that you said that, and I love that you're doing this. This is an incredible offer and a value add, again, to the people listening. Is if you're looking for a way to increase your network and to find valuable business relationships and partnerships, or looking for jobs or looking for connections that you might not have had before, LinkedIn is a great place. And to follow Jennifer's LinkedIn mini course is going to be an incredible way for you to learn more about LinkedIn and how to properly connect yourself with people who are of value to you.
Yeah, and I think too, I mean, one other thing that I love about LinkedIn is not just the connecting and the partnerships, but it's the learning and growing from other people. You know, I mean, I have met such phenomenal people like yourself, John, on the platform, and I'm just grateful to have connected with these people. We're not in the same cities, right? And so the chances of running into each other in a coffee shop are probably slimmer. And so being able to connect with amazing people globally through this platform and learn and grow from them is just fantastic.
Agreed, 100%. I think the learning aspect on LinkedIn is bar none, far greater than what you could learn reading political posts on Facebook. And that's just a jab at Facebook for all of you listeners. You know, we jab at Facebook all the time, although it is a powerful platform. I would also agree with you and say that, you know, when you engage with other people's content and you provide content, you're adding to a network of people who provide intentional content that is uplifting, full of energy, profession, and professional backing, which I love myself as well. So what a great opportunity. Thank you again for sharing that value add too. And I just want to keep asking, what else do you have? Because if you keep adding stuff, we're just going to give these guys Christmas before it comes. You know, this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm planning on putting together some other courses as well. They'll probably be rolled out later towards the latter part of this year. But my passion is really helping other people optimize that potential, really figure out how they can overcome any challenges and kind of unleash that inner beast, right, and play at a higher level in whatever game it is that they're playing. And I'm using sports references. Obviously, as you know, it's kind of a big part of who I am. And I do think that football is kind of in my DNA. So you'll hear those sports references. But yeah, I've got a number of different courses that'll be in development that I'll be posting about on LinkedIn and other social channels as I get closer to having them complete. But I really get so fired up by being able to help other people. And so I'm sure you can hear the energy in my voice. I mean, it's just it's something that I love to do, because I think that success is not only measured by the things that we've accomplished in our own lives, but what we enable and inspire other people to do in theirs.
Incredible. And for those of you who are just getting to know Jennifer through this episode, you really should check back on our first episode, and I'll put that episode in the show notes here so that you can listen to that as well. But to kind of get a little bit more background about who Jennifer is and why you should trust her, because she's an amazing professional and an incredible person to be connected with, I'd like to ask you, Jennifer, to share with our audience, what is driving you? What is motivating you to provide such incredible resources to business owners and professionals? What is kind of the why behind what you're doing, and why does it matter so much to you?
Sure. I think for me, you know, I've always been a driven person, and I'm very stubborn. So if people tell me I can't do something, it's like, okay, well, whatever, I'm going to go do it. But not a lot of people have that same hard-headedness, I'll call it. And so they let people get in their head, you know, and they're like, I can't do this because of X, Y, or Z. And I want to be that champion for people. They're like, you want to do something, go do it, you know, and I'll help you to the extent that I can, or I'll connect you with who I can that can help, because I think it's so important. I mean, none of us achieve success in our lives on our own. There are people that took a chance on us, that helped us, that supported us, right, on our journeys. And so I just want to be able to do that as well. I mean, I don't remember if we talked about this in our first episode, John, but one thing that I share with some people is, you know, I was a single parent as a teenager, went to college. And that's for anyone that's been a single parent, no matter what age, I mean, that is a tough job, right? And trying to work and be successful and provide for your family. I mean, you cannot just do it all alone. And I mean, I was very fortunate to have my family and friends that helped me, you know, whether it was childcare or so I could go to school or what have you, to continue to be successful. And so I'm just thankful to have strong supporters in my life, and I want to be a supporter for other people.
Well, we appreciate that. And in order for us to respond and support you back, I think these are incredible value adds that we're going to blast out to our network so that they know that there is someone who is giving back to the community and giving back to those who are in need of help or in need of focus and need of clarity. That's coming from Jennifer Garrett, everybody. And I hope that you feel her energy in that response, because she has some incredible storylines that you need to align yourself with and to hear, because she has a lot to share and a lot to offer. I hope you don't mind, Jennifer. I love sharing this. When I actually first met Jennifer, based on her profile picture and who she was and the energy she brought in some of our first phone conversations, I thought Jennifer was like 6'5". I thought she was a towering individual, an incredible spiritual being with all this incredible light and knowledge and just power to share with people. And I was enlightened by that. And when she shared with me that she's what, you said you're 5'4"? I can't remember.
But I'm 5'2", so I'm in the middle.
5'2". When she shared that, I was blown away, because I was in disbelief how tall she carries herself. And I think that that's something that our audience members should know, is that it really doesn't matter how large you are or how small you are, okay? It doesn't matter what is in you. All that matters is that you share it with the world and that you can provide it. Jennifer is doing just that, and we're happy and proud supporters of her and her book and her training programs and upcoming mini courses. And so we hope that you'll engage with her. And information to get a hold, to get into her website and join those courses will be found in our show notes. But Jennifer, if people have questions, they want to connect with you personally, how best to connect with you, and what's the best place that they can reach out to you and message you?
You can, on my website, you can go, I've got my email, there's a form that you could submit as a contact form if you want. You can always reach out to me on any social channel. I'm very active on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. So, feel free to reach out on whatever channel you prefer. I'm active on all of them. So I appreciate, I welcome anybody that wants to reach out or if you have comments. And if I could add one thing, John, I recently was at USC, University of Southern California, talking to, there's a program called the Masters of Business for Veterans program. It's an MBA for veterans specifically. And I am currently serving in the Army National Guard, JAG Corps. So that's a program that I find to be very beneficial, and one that I look to see how I can help. So anyway, I was speaking out there to their orientation, or during their orientation weekend, just earlier this month. And one of the things that I shared with them is, no matter what it is you want to do in your life, don't let anyone tell you that you can't, because what may seem impossible really can be possible if you believe in yourself and you just have the courage to stick with it. And the example that I shared was that, you know, I grew up with football. I did not grow up in a football family, and I know you know this. What I did have were two parents that watched Chicago Bears football every weekend, and that's what I did. Fell in love with the game. I grew up in the 80s, and the 85 Bears were my team. There are guys from that team now that I'm very good friends with and support my book and the activities that I do. And I never, ever would have thought, as a kid watching on TV that team, that, you know, 30 years later, that I would be talking to guys from that team on a weekly basis and them supporting the work and us doing things together. And it's just an amazing, amazing feeling, because I just, being a female that never played, right, professional football, I just never thought that that would happen. So I just share that because I hope that that'll be an example to some people. If you're, you know, hesitant and wanting to pursue something, you got to just go for it, you know. And you're not going to get it the first time around, right? You just got to keep going, keep pushing forward. there will be challenging and tough times along the way, but those that are successful are the ones that don't give up and they just keep pursuing their passions. So I just needed to throw that in there because I think it's important for people to hear.
I 100% agree. And thank you so much for taking that initiative to do so. We love you and appreciate you on our show and in our network, Jennifer, and we're grateful for all that you're working on and happy to support you. And we just hope that our listeners feel that same energy and that same respect. And we challenge you, issue that challenge to go and visit her website, to go to the courses tabs, to engage in her upcoming training course, as well as check out the LinkedIn mini course to launch your LinkedIn presence as an expert and to conduct yourself as a professional and learn from other professionals. We also invite you to go and check out her book, Move the Ball. Link to that will be in the show notes as well. And then to just get a hold of her, feel free to send her a personal message through her website, or you can reach out to her on linkedin.com. And we're grateful to have you on the show, Jennifer, and thanks for being a part of our community.
Thank you so much again, Jen. I appreciate being back on, and I'm looking forward to continuing to support you and the community however that I can.
Wonderful. Thank you. Hey, this is John with Amplified Minds. Thanks again for listening to the show. We really hope you enjoyed the Circle of Knowledge podcast. If you like the Circle of Knowledge podcast, go ahead, subscribe, rate us, and if you give us a 5-star review, we promise to give you a personal shout out here on the air. Just watch us. You can also engage with us a little bit more through social media. On any channel, you can just find us at Amplified Minds. To learn more about Amplified Minds, go to our website at amplifiedminds.com. That's AMPLIFIEDMINDS.com. Through our website, you can join any one of our mastermind groups from anywhere in the world. In the mastermind groups, you and other members of the community of achievers can mastermind and talk about all of your aspirations, your dreams, your goals, and even the challenges you face. Whether you are a business owner or an entrepreneur or anything else, you can achieve your goals through a mastermind group. You should also check out the Amplified Minds Accountability Program, where you can gain access to a one-on-one personal accountability coach, somebody who will contact you weekly and motivate you, hold you accountable, follow up, and give you the proper resources that will help you to go out and achieve all your goals. Hey, shout out to all you coaches, speakers, mentors, you know, the superheroes of the world. We have the perfect program for you and your audiences. We have the capabilities of setting your audience and communities up in private mastermind groups and assign them a one-on-one personal accountability coach where they can help your people achieve the things that they're working towards tailored to your programs. For more information about this, go ahead and send me an email at John, that's JON, @amplifiedminds.com. I look forward to hearing from you.